It's Wednesday, January 16th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday that an airstrike by the country had hit hundreds of Iranian and Hezbollah targets in Syria, reports Christian Headlines. Netanyahu said, quote, "We have operated with impressive success in thwarting Iran from establishing a military foothold in Syria," end quote. Since January 20th, 2017, the Media Research Center has analyzed every moment of coverage of President Trump on the ABC, CBS, and NBC evening newscasts. The tone of coverage remained incessantly hostile in 2018, 90% negative versus just 10% positive, matching the historically bad press they documented in 2017. Yet, despite the media's obvious disapproval, public opinion of the president actually improved slightly during 2018, from an average 40% approval on January 1st to 42.7% approval on December 31st, according to Real Clear Politics. A Fort Worth, Texas pro-life advocate named Ryan Roberts, the founder of Abortion Clinic Live, was brutally assaulted last Friday outside Whole Woman's Health Abortion Mill, according to a video that captured the entire incident on film, reports LifeNews.com. One man, who was just driving by in his pickup truck, became especially irate with Roberts. Interestingly, the man was not dropping off or picking up a woman for an abortion. Listen to some of the audio from the video, which we have linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com.
"This place kills babies. Can we help you? Hey, Jesus loves you, sir. There's babies being murdered in there. Jesus loves those babies in there.
You want to die?
What do you mean?
You and your whole family.
What are you talking about?
You need to get going, bro.
Jesus loves you, man. My mom almost aborted me. That's why I come here. A girl just cried earlier. She walked out and kept her babies. She prayed with me."
Incredibly, the angry man parked his truck in the middle of a turn lane on the busy street in front of the abortion mill, jumped out of his truck, ran across the street, and punched pro-lifer Ryan Roberts in the face 3 times as he swore at Roberts, which we have edited out.
"Jesus, you're on video.
Oh, what's up, bro? What's up? I just got hit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake."
After the man punched Roberts and drove away, blood started streaming down the front of Roberts' face from a gash above his eyebrow. Roberts, still on camera, turned to an unrelated young man entering the abortion mill, pleading with him not to allow his baby to be murdered by abortion.
"Sir, this just happened to me, sir. I just got hit and assaulted for your little baby. Sir, look at me. Jesus loves you, man. I'm here to save your baby, man. I just got hit, and I'll do it again for your little kid."
FaithWire reports that Fort Worth police are investigating the incident as a possible religious hate crime and have identified the suspect. Pastor Justin Hoke of Trinity Bible Presbyterian Church in Weed, California, posted this biblical verbiage on the official church sign out front, which typically announces the title of his upcoming sermons. Quote, "Bruce Jenner is still a man. Homosexuality is still sin. The culture may change, but the Bible does not," end quote. His own church members were livid, demanding his resignation. In a Facebook post, Hoke explained that, quote, "essentially all but one couple in membership," end quote, said that they would leave the church if Hoke did not step down, reports the Christian Post. On the church's Facebook page, one person said, quote, "They have fired a fine and good Christian pastor for telling the truth and expressing Christian values. How despicable," end quote. Another quoted 2 Timothy 4:3, "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions." And finally, the Freedom From Religion Foundation atheist group sent an intimidating letter to 1,000 school districts in the 5 neighboring states to the Ark Encounter in Williamstown, Kentucky, warning them that a field trip to the tourist location would be unconstitutional, reports CBN News. Ken Ham, founder of AnswersInGenesis.org, who was the visionary who raised the funds to build the identical replica of Noah's Ark, offered free admission to any public school student or teacher on an official school field trip within the five-state radius. He said a public school field trip would be perfectly constitutional because it was just an educational experience, not done for devotional reasons. Plus, Ham offered free legal representation to any school that might be sued by the God-hating Freedom From Religion Foundation. Sounds like the atheist bully met his match in Ken Ham. What a brilliant, God-inspired offer. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, January 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.